I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. Thank you for listening. Happy Easter. This is one of my favorite holidays. I love Easter as a Christian. It is just a wonderful celebration. So some of you are at home preparing for whatever you are going to do today to celebrate with your family, maybe, or going to church or Easter egg hunts and all that fun stuff. But there are some of you, ladies especially, who are having a baby today. It's not your traditional Easter Sunday morning. Think about that. There are some women at the hospital today delivering babies, maybe even their first babies. And it's kind of exciting and fun and all of that good stuff, but it can be very scary, especially if it's the first time to deliver a baby. I know I remember when I delivered my first baby, it was extremely scary. But my guest today, my friend Kate Herzl of Heartland Doulas, is going to help take some of that fear away. She's going to help us understand a little bit about that birthing process and what can change some things for you if you have a doula to help you out. And really, what is a doula? There are lots of questions about that. I think some of us have our idea of what we think it is. I know in the beginning, I kind of thought, well, it's probably if you want to have a baby at home with no pain medicine, you know, that kind of thing. But I have since learned that that's just not true. You can doulas do all kinds of things, even help you after you bring the baby home, which is amazing. So I am super excited about my guest today. Welcome, Kate. Thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
And so we are just going to dive right in. No pun intended. We're just going to dive right in and really start talking about this whole concept of having a doula when you are having a baby. Or even, let's back up for a second. What about that person who's thinking about getting pregnant, who may not actually be pregnant yet? Because you kind of want to reach out to doula maybe even that early, am I right?
Absolutely. We do get a lot of calls from people who are trying to conceive, whether, you know, naturally, traditionally, or via IUI or IVF. It's really common to get calls from them and ask, you know, for some guidance and help in the process. When you ask, what is a doula? I'm going to give the golden word of a doula is a resource. We are highly connected to all types of people in the community who are able to help our clients in their pregnancy, in their labor, and in their postpartum. And a doula is a support person. So no matter what stage of this a person is in, a doula is able to offer support, whether it's through, you know, our childbirth classes or whether it's through actual labor support. I may be in the hospital with some of these women on Easter Sunday, you know, helping them as they have their babies and being their support person there, or in the postpartum period as well.
That is so amazing. I know I say this almost every time we talk about your practice and what you do, Kate. It's like, where were you? I was just saying, thank the Lord that infants cannot remember because my poor oldest child would be in trouble if she could remember. I had no idea how to change a diaper. I was the baby of three girls. They were 7 and 9 years older than me. Honestly, I had never changed a diaper. Can you believe that?
I can believe that. That's a really common experience. And we have clients who, you know, you have 24-hour hands-on help while you're in the hospital for a day. And then they send you home with that baby. And you look down and you're like, they gave this to me? Why would they do that? I have no idea what to do with this baby. And so that's where we come in to help with our clients, whether it's one baby, two babies, three babies.
Oh, Lord. Now you're pushing it there like three babies. If you're having three babies, you definitely need to call Kate.
So, yeah, we come in and we help out with those, you know, questions that people have and the resources. And, you know, I think everybody really wants to get it right and to do the best thing for their babies. That first baby doesn't have to be your test baby. You can actually have expert help available right in your home to figure it out and to decide what the best path is for you, what you want to do, and help you figure out the best way to go about that.
And that's awesome too, understanding your choices.
Yes.
Because if you go to your doctor, you are counting on one person to give you a choice.
Sure.
And if you have a doula, like you said, that resource or information that you have available, you can show them everything that they could do, what all
exactly.
of the options are. Because there are a lot of options when it comes to having a baby.
There are so many options when it comes to having a baby and being a parent. You know, are you going to opt for pain medication? If you do, are you going to opt for an epidural? Or are you going to take advantage of something else that they have? Did you know that we have a hospital where you can labor in water in Peoria, in Pekin, actually, in a deep birth tub? So there are lots of options available after you have that baby. There are questions of, are you feeding this baby formula? Are you nursing this baby? Are you going to do some combination of that? Are you going to sleep train your baby? Are you going to have your baby sleep in your bedroom? There are so many questions. And when you go online and you ask, what should I do? Everybody has an opinion about how you should care for your baby. I think that's the hallmark of doula support, is that I don't have an opinion about how you should care for your baby. I want you to do the thing that's best for you and that's best for your family and that's going to keep everything humming and clicking along.
That's awesome. I love just hearing you say that again. It's like, if I were going to have another baby, which I'm not, but if I were, I would hire you. There is no doubt that I would have your support going alongside me. And anyone that I meet, I will definitely share that with them and tell them, you know, why not? You get a coach for everything, you know?
That's true.
Most people know I own Curves. I help coach women in living a healthy lifestyle, right? You get a coach to help you with that. You get coaches to help you improve a lot of things. Why would we not? Is it okay to call you kind of like a coach?
A birth and parenting coach.
Seriously?
I like it.
Why, women, would we not have a coach to help us go through this process of birth? Really, from beginning to end, it only makes sense.
Of course.
It makes perfect sense to me. One of the things that you said, Kate, is that most women, when we're in that hospital room, we spend a lot of our birthing alone. Maybe our husband, you know, our partner is there with us, but sometimes they could be freaking out a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
What's your experience with that?
I find that I'm more commonly doulaing the partner through, you know, most people, when I ask them, you know, if I gave you a magic wand and asked you, what would your ideal birth experience be like? Most people don't say, well, I'd like to be in a hospital room with a bright light shining on me while I'm nude and 15 people watching. Like, that's not what people wave the magic wand and say. They usually say something like, you know, if I could have it my way, I'd be at home in my favorite room on the patio and it would be just me or just me and my partner or just me and my mother, whoever it is, and nobody else would be there. But I want to be where it's safe. Of course you want to be where it's safe. We want you to do that too. We want to facilitate you having the feelings that would be evoked if you were at home and in private. So there are a lot of things that we do to facilitate those feelings, to facilitate the flow of the hormone oxytocin. Oxytocin is the love hormone and it's responsible for labor continuing. And doulas are scientifically shown to increase the amount of oxytocin that's produced in labor. The key with that, though, is that the person who facilitates that has to be someone who has no intense emotional investment in you as a person. And so people will really commonly say, my husband is my doula, my husband is my birth coach. And that's really cool, except they actually cannot do physiologically what I can come in and do as a labor doula in your room.
I And as someone who's certified in behavior management, that makes perfect sense to me. It is just a response mechanism, really.
Exactly.
You cannot respond to that person. I mean, I don't know about, I just got chills. I don't know why, but I'm thinking about how my husband, when I was giving birth, there were times where I wanted to kill him. Is that uncommon, or am I just kind of crazy?
Well, there's a reason that in every Hollywood movie, they squeeze his hand and scream, "You did this to me." So no, it's not uncommon.
And so maybe you need to be there to protect them. But that does make sense, because that response, that reactiveness is just not the same.
Exactly.
And you have to have someone who, what you're saying is that it's not that you're not very passionate about what's happening in that room. You are, but you're not emotionally connected necessarily to that person. And that.
Exactly. It's the difference between being attuned and having a connection versus it being someone I love.
Right. There's a huge difference in how we react to that. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. That is awesome information. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I hope you're enjoying your Easter morning so far and just planning an amazing day of worship and celebration of this awesome holiday and spending time with your family. But as we said, some ladies this morning are giving birth to babies, and that is awesome. And my guest today, you've been listening to, is Kate Hersel of Heartland Doulas, and she's just helping us, keeping us informed, really. I think just informing us about what it means to have a doula. And all of us know someone who is either expecting or thinking about starting to expect or starting a family or is going to have a baby. So listening to this show is very important, because we want to get this information out there. That's what we do with I've Decided. We want to inform and provide you the resources you need in order to be successful in your goals. And you know, birthing is no different, right, Kate? I mean, birthing really should be looked at as a goal. Your goal should be to have an enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be H-E double hockey sticks.
And that's why when I do talk to our prospective clients and I ask them, if I gave you a magic wand and you could wave it and have any kind of birth you want, what would that look like? Because what we're trying to get down to are, how do you want to feel when you're giving birth, or even postpartum? How do you want to feel when you have your baby? And most people's responses will lead me to believe that they want to feel bonded, secure, safe, connected, loved, comfortable. There are all kinds of feelings that people want to have in labor and as parents. And those are the feelings that we facilitate as doulas.
And those should be your goals. You know, those are very legitimate goals, and they're very realistic goals with the right information, with the right support. And that's what you're saying is awesome about having a doula. That's really what you said. You are a resource, a support person.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked a little bit, you've mentioned a little bit about postpartum doulas. We've been talking about birth and all these wonderful people in the hospital who are bringing new life into the world today. They're going to bring those new lives home in the next day or so. We provide postpartum support not only to families who've recently given birth, but also families who have adopted a baby. I see your face. You look surprised.
I know. Okay, I'm never like, talked about yeah. That. Duh.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about the feelings that you want to have, and people who are adopting a baby feel like they want to be bonded and connected to that baby and able to nurture the baby. And it's really common to have, you know, concerns about that, especially when it's a non-traditional family of some sort. So that's another way that we go in and help families out, is when they're adopting a baby, we can show them, you know, not only the baby care stuff, but also the ways that you can play with and bond with your baby. I don't know about for you, but I brought my baby home from the hospital and I was like, "Hi, baby." Like, I didn't know.
Tell you that I'd never changed a diaper.
Exactly.
I'm hoping I'm not the only woman in the world that cried the first time I changed one. I'm like bawling my eyeballs out. I'll never forget it, because, you know, it's funny. I never, while I was pregnant, not once did I ever think I would have a hard time changing a diaper. Mm-hmm. It never dawned on me. I'm like, everybody changes diapers. You know, until she started peeing and pooping all over me. And I'm like, oh, I can't even change a diaper. So, you know, I'm sure, hopefully, I'm not the only new mom that experienced that.
Well, no. And, you know, I talked a little bit about the research behind doulas kind of on the labor side and as facilitators of oxytocin. But the research on the postpartum side is that people who hire doulas report higher levels of confidence with their babies. They are more likely to say that they feel bonded and connected with their babies and more likely to report that they're a good parent to that child when asked.
I bet. Again, it's having a coach. You know, we have coaches for everything, and I believe in that wholeheartedly, 100%. If you want to be successful in anything, whatever it is, you need a coach that has experienced what you want to be successful in, and that person can help you. And really quick, because I love your story, because I've known Kate for many, many years, and we just happened to reconnect through I've Decided, and I said, Kate, why on earth did you become a doula? And if you know Kate, this answer is so fitting for her. But really quickly, share with the audience, Kate, why did you become a doula? I love the story.
So when I had my first baby, I took a 27-hour childbirth class. I was expecting to have my baby at home. And after 51 hours, decided that wasn't going to happen. And we went to the hospital. And I did end up laboring and having an epidural and, you know, all the things. I experienced every possible scenario in birth just in my first one for the most part. But after my birth, I was laying in my hospital bed and feeling like I had been failed by a childbirth class that taught me to fear the hospital and the tools that they have available to help. And I thought, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a childbirth educator. So I Googled how to become a childbirth educator. And I found a company that was, you know, very scientific and on board with my philosophies and ideals. And I registered for it right there from my hospital bed. And at the checkout, it said, do you want to add labor doula training? It's a 10% discount. And Kim, I like a discount. So I was like, you know, somebody's going to take my class and they're going to want me to be a doula and I should probably know what I'm doing. So yeah, I'll be a doula. And I said, yes. And I checked out and I paid for it. And the next morning I woke up and I panicked, Kim. I was like, I don't want to attend labors. I don't want to watch babies come out of people. I just want to be a childbirth educator. I don't know what I was thinking. So I got on my phone and I called the company up and I said, hey, I signed up yesterday to be a childbirth educator and a doula. I changed my mind. I don't want to be a doula. I saw I have 3 days to cancel it. You know, I want to do that. And they said, okay, well, it's a $250 cancellation fee. And I said, fine, I'll be a doula.
And because you probably, little did you know, that's really what you were going to be doing is coaching. It's exactly what you were going to be doing. It was divine appointment.
Turns out I was led exactly where I was always meant to be. Here I am 6 years later. I also said one time to my husband, I don't know what I want to do with my life, but I know one thing for sure is that I don't want to own a business. So here I am 6 years after that day, a doula owning a business with 10 other doulas working for me. So.
And Kate, only you would have an experience like that and Google like what to do to make it better and then sign up to become the person to help others not have to go through that same experience. That is a perfect coach. I mean, seriously, it is a perfect coach. Someone who has went through that whole experience and understands that if you would have had you, the unemotional you.
Right.
Right? If you would have had you, that unemotional you, in that delivery room with you, it would have made all the difference
exactly.
In the world. And so that, and here you are today, helping so many women. And not just women. I keep saying women, but let's face it, you know, there's a partner that goes along with that baby, that birthing experience. And you said it. We didn't talk a ton about it, but you are there for the support person as well.
Absolutely.
To encourage them.
I remember in that labor, it ended up being 63 hours. And every time my husband fell asleep, I was so mad at him. I was like, I have to be awake. You have to be awake
too. Kicking him.
Yeah, exactly. And a couple years later, it dawned on me. And even in the postpartum period, I remember I did ultimately have a cesarean birth. In a very rough one, I wasn't able to sit myself up in bed for about 10 days without some help. And my poor, exhausted husband was laying next to me and the baby was crying, you know, on the other side of the bed and I needed help. I couldn't lift myself up, let alone the baby. My husband was so tired. I was like pounding him in the arm and he wasn't waking up. That was really unfair of me to expect him to be able to be a support person when he really needed support too in that moment.
And so you are offering the support to both.
Exactly.
The mom and the support person, usually the dad or their partner, whoever that's there with them. And sometimes it's a parent.
Sure.
Well, or, you know, a family member or a friend, but just providing that support. And, but, you know, one of the things that I love to hear you talk about, or actually I'd love to learn more about, you've mentioned it, and I'd love to hear you talk about and learn more about, is that sleeping, you know, getting your baby on a sleeping pattern, because that is hard.
Kim, there is a reason that sleep deprivation is used as a method of torture. And the overarching thing that we tell new parents is just get used to not sleeping, isn't it? When people say like, oh, we're having a baby in August, the joke is always like, oh, get all the sleep you can now because you're not going to sleep for 3 years. And I want parents to know that that's not always sustainable and that it doesn't have to be that way. So one of the services that we offer in addition to our in-home postpartum support and our labor support and all the other stuff is sleep coaching, where we come in, we actually spend a full 2 to 3 days, 48 to 72 hours living in our client's home, and we coach them through sleep training their babies.
That sounds awesome.
If I could give you the magic wand and you could go back to having a 4-month-old at bedtime, what would that look like?
Well, I can tell you with mine, it didn't look too pretty. It looked like me putting her in a carry-all, sitting her on top of a dryer, cranking up the wet dry vac, because that seemed to make her stop crying, the loud noises.
Yeah.
I mean, I was desperate. It's funny you said they use sleep deprivation for torture.
Yes.
You know, that is so true. But, you know, you actually go into their homes and help them get their baby on a sleeping pattern and coach them through that.
Yep. So I live with the client for 2 to 3 days, and we talk about how to set their baby up for sleep, what it looks like, scientifically speaking, what's happening with their, you know, brains when they're learning how to sleep. And then I remain there for 2 to 3 days and help them through all of the sleep cycles, the nap cycles. Usually by the third day, you know what most people want to be able to do is somewhere between 6 and 7 at night, they want to lay their baby down, kiss them, say goodnight. They have read their stories. They've rocked. They've done whatever your ritual is. And then they want to lay their baby down in the crib, kiss them goodnight, and maybe have a meal together. Have some time to sit on the couch, catch up on whatever show you're watching on Netflix, whatever it is. You want time together. And that's what new families are missing in this culture of sleep deprivation, is having their lives together.
I mean, if you're listening to this, and you don't, your phone should be ringing off the hook. Seriously. From that alone, all these women who have babies crying at home that can't get them on a sleep pattern. Did you just hear that? Like, seriously, how can they call you, Kate? Because if I were listening right now and I had a baby crying, I would be like, Kate, speed dial.
Well, they can call us at 309-256-6213, but they can also visit our website, www.heartlanddoulas.com. And there they can get all the information that they need about the services that we offer.
And how do you, when they call to set an appointment, how does that look for them? Because maybe some people are like, oh, I'm a little nervous. I don't want everybody to know that I'm calling about a doula. How do I do this in private? Like,
absolutely. In our business, confidentiality is king. So I'm never sharing details about our clients or who called me. Or if you say, you know, I talked to so-and-so the other day, I'm never going to be like, hey, they're a client of mine. I don't share that information with people. When somebody calls us or contacts us through our information form on the website, we have about a 20 to 30 minute phone call where we talk about what their needs are, what they're, you know, going through right now, how we might fit into that support. And then depending on the service, we might have an in-person consultation following that before they book us, especially if they're going to be meeting some doulas other than me, which is who you're talking to on the phone.
So that's perfect. So they can do kind of like a little interview.
Exactly.
And feel safe. And there's no doubt they would love you, Kate. yes, I can say that because you're so passionate about what you do and very informative. And obviously, you've done your homework, you've experienced it, and you really want to help and support these women in their whole birthing experience. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got a few minutes left, and I want to share about this run that you are putting together.
Yeah.
It's called No Babies Wet Behind.
You were close this time. It's a riff on No Child Left Behind. It's No Child Wet Behind.
Okay, because not just babies wear diapers, because right. toddlers wear diapers too.
Exactly.
So No Child Wet Behind.
You're exactly right. So on May 27th at Donovan Park, we are putting on a 5K and 1 mile family fun run. And the goal of our event is to raise diapers for needy families. So leading up to that, starting now, we have a diaper drive going on where people can either go on Amazon and order diapers. They can and have them shipped to our office. They can drop diapers off at our office as well. Excuse me. And those diapers are going to be donated to Crittenton Centers to distribute to needy families.
And one of the things that you taught me about diapers is share with our audience what happens with wet diapers and the people who struggle with being able to afford to buy diapers for their children.
Yeah. So, you know, nearly one in three American families struggles to afford to buy diapers for their children. They call it the diaper gap. And of course, you've had babies. You know that diapers are a necessity. It's not just something you can forego. And the people who are in the most need are not people who have access to laundry, to cloth diaper, or, you know, they might be people who are working two jobs and don't have the time to do that. So people need disposable diapers for their babies and their toddlers, yet no form of government assistance will help them provide those diapers. So it's really interesting to me that the lowest income 20% of families pays the most for diapers. They pay nearly 14% of their entire yearly income just in diapers alone because they don't have access to Costco, Sam's Club, a credit card, Amazon, rewards points. So it costs them more to diaper their babies and they're not receiving any help. And diaper need has been linked by research to both maternal depression and child abuse. If you think about it, if you're working two jobs, it's Tuesday, you have five diapers left and you don't get paid until Friday, you have to stretch those diapers out, which means you have a baby who's sitting in a wet or dirty diaper, causing them diaper rash, making them cry, pushing your stress levels over the edge. Diaper need has been linked to maternal depression and child abuse for that reason.
And that just shocked me because I understand it mm-hmm. now that you've educated us on it and you've shared that information. So I can totally see it. But Kate, I've never looked at it like that. I've never thought about it like that. And, you know, again, it's just one of those things that if you don't struggle buying diapers for your child, you don't think about one in three families are having a hard time buying diapers, meaning they're trying to stretch those diapers out to last them. And we live in a country of abundance, and sometimes we just don't think about those things. So I'm so thankful, Kate, that you have shared that information. I am thankful that you are putting together this No Child Wet Behind 5K. Couple of commitments that I'm going to make to you, and I hope that some of the listeners will look into this and be willing to make a commitment too. Number one, I'll be running the race. Aww. So you know I'll register
Thank
to
you,
run
Kim.
The race and encourage all of my friends that are runners to run it. So
awesome.
That's my commitment to you. I'll be putting that out and marketing that for you because that is just such an amazing cause. And so Thanks. I know a lot of runners. So to my runner friends, get ready. I'm going to be bugging the heck out of you. You're going to run this race with me. And secondly, we are going to do a diaper raising thingy at Curves in the month of May.
Thank you.
So I know my Curves sisters are very generous. And all I have to do is just share with them what you just shared with me.
Awesome.
And some of them will hear this radio show. And I'm going to encourage them all to bring in some diapers. And we are going to do a diaper drive.
Yes.
That's what we're going to have.
Yeah.
We're going to have a
so
diaper
much.
Drive.
And not only is it new packages of diapers, but Crittenton Centers will also take the opened, like, leftover diapers
anything.
Once your baby outgrows that
yes.
size. So
oh, that's
anything
interesting.
Will help.
Anything. So if you've got leftover diapers that you just can't use anymore, so we are going to have a diaper drive. That's what we're doing. I've decided to have a diaper drive.
Well, we're going to get you some pretty big blue boxes with No Child Wet Behind to put right in the middle of your curved circuit and have your diaper drive.
Well, we are going to do that. And so what will you be willing to do? I hope that you will reach out to Kate for sure. If you're thinking about starting your family, if you're about to have a baby, if you've just had a baby and you're at home going, I need some help. Kate is the girl you want to call. She has... You know, it's not, you're not just working alone though, Kate. Let's be clear. You've got many doulas helping, right? You can't be everywhere at one time.
No, I tried. That didn't work. So I have 10 doulas who work with me, people who I hand selected, who I really saw the propensity for helping new families and have mentored up to be doulas.
That's awesome. All right. One more time, really quick. Best way for them to reach you?
Best way for them to reach us, they can visit our website, www.heartlanddoulas.com, or they can call us 309-256-6213, or they can email us info@heartlanddoulas.com.
And to register for the No Child Wet Behind?
They can go to our website. There's a tab for No Child Wet Behind, and it will take them right to run sign up where they can register for the race.
And is there a Facebook event for that?
There is a Facebook event for that. No Child Wet Behind Central Illinois.
Okay, perfect. I'm so excited.
Me too. Thank you.
Kate, thank you so much for being a resource through I've Decided, for supporting the community and being a part of what we're all doing here, trying to help everybody just be successful in their goals. We really appreciate Heartland Doulas being a business member of I've Decided.
Well, we're thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your Easter Sunday. Be blessed today, and I'll be with you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?